This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. Today we're featuring actresses who were up for Academy Awards Sunday. Our next guest is Jackie Weaver, nominated for her role in the Australian crime drama Animal Kingdom, directed by David Michaud. Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies spoke to both Jackie Weaver and David Michaud this year. Animal Kingdom follows a Melbourne family of bank robbers and drug dealers as the police close in on them. Weaver plays Janine Cody, the mom of the crime family. Animal Kingdom is the first feature film David Michaud has directed. In this scene, Weaver's character is concerned that a young member of the family may flip and testify against them, and she's leaning on a corrupt cop, played by Justin Rozniak, to have the boy killed in police custody.
Hey, Randall, before you go on, this boy who's currently being looked after, tell me if you agree with this. This boy who's being looked after, he knows who you are. And you know how these things go. They're going to ask him all sorts of questions about everything he's ever seen or done. Everyone he's ever met. The whole schmozzle. And you've done some bad things, sweetie. Haven't you?
Well, David Michaud, Jackie Weaver, welcome to Fresh Air. This character, Jackie's character, Janine Cody, or she's called Grandma Smurf at times, right, is such a sweetheart. And there's this amazing touch that we see early on, Jackie, where when you greet your sons and grandsons, all of them criminals, and there are many of them, you give them these nice, slow little kiss on the lips. Tell us about that gesture.
Gesture, though it's a small one, I think speaks volumes about the relationship she has with the boys. Because while it's not indecent or obscene, it is an inappropriate gesture to kiss your adult son lingeringly on the mouth. I have a son in real life who's in his 30s, and I can honestly, and I love him very much, and we're very close. I can honestly say I haven't kissed him on the mouth since he was 2.5 years old. But I wish I could say that was my choice, my acting choice, but it was a little gesture of David's idea. And I think it just said so much in such a small gesture about the strange bond that exists in that criminal family, the power the mother has over them. She has had these sons with different fathers. They were obviously unsatisfactory, probably violent relationships with criminals, and there's also a kind of substitute with her sons, I think, perhaps. This is all surmise on my part. David, who wrote the film, might say I'm talking rubbish.
Yeah, no, David. So good. Yeah, so you've got the the grandmother here planting these little kisses on her sons throughout the film. What inspired that?
I wanted just a small but powerful gesture that represented the almost proprietorial nature of the relationship that this woman has with her sons. You know, that in a way she appears very loving, but actually her relationship with her children is very self-serving. You know, that what she really loves, the idea of being at the center of a pack of quite young and powerful and dangerous men being her sons. And that's the level on which her love seems to operate. And so I kind of just liked that small and proprietorial gesture. I mean, it's funny, people talk about that, the kissing on the lips, quite a lot. And I actually know, I know mothers who kiss their sons on the lips. And so I've been quite surprised at how effective that gesture has been. I mean, there's another scene in the movie, I don't know if you remember it, but when Ben Mendelsohn's character first appears in the movie, Ben playing Jackie's eldest son, Jackie does that entire scene sitting on Ben's lap, which I actually think is a stranger gesture than the kissing on the lips. I don't know mothers who sit on their son's lap.
You know, this is a film about kind of the daily life of criminals, David Michaud, and it's a pretty unglamorized view of their lives. Were there any kind of crime movie stereotypes you wanted to avoid?
I was very clear when I started that if I was going to make a crime film, that I was treading a well-trodden path, and that if I was going to bother doing this at all, there needed to be something about it that was unusual. So it was kind of clear to me that I needed to work out how Animal Kingdom might be different from other crime films. And not because there are a number of crime films that I love to pieces. And I had a clear sense from very early on, based on that first response I had to reading about the central event of Animal Kingdom, that kind of brutal revenge killing of those two young cops, that what I wanted to do was make a kind of sprawling Melbourne crime story that was very menacing, that had running through it, bubbling under the surface, a kind of a sense of fear and threat and impending violence. And then that kind of, in some ways, determined the tone of the film and the way the film should be made, you know, which is that it needed to be a crime film that took itself very seriously, you know, that that couldn't exist in a kind of a heightened or, you know, a light universe. And in some ways that then determined also that, you know, the nature of every decision that kind of stems from that, you know, and discussions that you have with actors and crew about playing things with truth.
Right. Well, you don't see criminals living extravagant lifestyles and spending a lot of money. You don't see them snapping off very funny lines, you know, like you would say in Goodfellas, for example. I mean, these are people who are living under an awful lot of stress.
Yeah. I mean, and they also, I mean, because in a way, what you're looking at, the film Animal Kingdom is a film about a particular crime family in decline. It's in some ways, you know, it's like the third act of Goodfellas in a way as an entire film. You know, it's all of the crime in a way that you see in the film is defensive, backed into a corner, retaliatory crime. It's a film about a gang of armed robbers in which you don't see them committing armed robbery. What you see is them backed into a corner and committing the crime of paranoid retaliation.
Jackie Weaver, you know, you were in the Peter Weir film, Picnic at Hanging Rock, and American audiences will remember that. And you've basically for a long, long time been doing a lot of film, a lot of TV, and a lot of theater, especially in Australia. Was it ever your ambition to come to Hollywood and make a career here?
I know I've always had fantastic work offered to me at home. I've had a great career. I've done about 100 plays, and I've only done about 15 films. So I've been very lucky. I've played some leading roles in a lot of American plays in Australia that were very successful. So there hasn't really, I didn't really feel coming to America and not getting those leading roles was better than, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jackie, I have to ask you, is it true that you were fired from a Heinz 57 commercial set for laughing too hard in the shoot?
Well, I was playing an asparagus, Dave, and if you could see me, I'm a very tiny person. I'm under 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
If it was classic miscasting. I mean, if anything, I should have been the squash. I just found the whole thing so wonderfully amusing in a Monty Python way that I got slightly hysterical, not in a loud way. I'm not a loud person, but I did find it impossible not to laugh all the time. And finally, the producer and the director were furious, and they said that they sent me home. They sacked me, and they rang my agent, said it was the most unprofessional behavior they'd ever seen in an asparagus.
Jackie Weaver and David Michaud, the co-star and director of Animal Kingdom, speaking to Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies this year. She's up for Best Supporting Actress at Sunday's Oscars.